as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
So, on guitar and voice, Anthony Elvin.
Hello.
And I'm Nina Miranda. Anthony, you say something. Who are you?
I'm Anthony Elvin. Happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, do you play guitar?
I play guitar, and I'm going to sing through my voice.
Wonderful. Can I join you?
Please join me. Come with me on a cavort through the borough.
Okay, let's do it.
This is Whole of London. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we have the pleasure of being joined by Nina Miranda, the British-Brazilian singer and former frontwoman of Smoke City. You'll remember their 90s hit, Underwater Love, and if you don't, then stick around because she'll be performing it later to jog your memory. Nina's just released her brand new solo album, Freedom of Movement, which she'll speak to Fernando Augusto Pacheco about in just a moment. But first, let's have some music.
Though it once can be quite good.
Yes, and it's just like buses that come. 1, 2, 3, when we line up as one. The bell rings and we're all gone.
Where did you go? I searched the whole of London. Search the whole of London. Down I wander,
down I wander. Ba, 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 ba.
In the rain I took your hand, held it close against my tan. Anything to keep you warm.
Nina and Anthony, what a pleasure to have you both here. Thanks for the beautiful performance as well.
Pleasure.
Let's talk about the whole of London. I mean, it feels to me that it was a song for the moment in a way, Nina. What do you think? I mean, potentially you wrote the song, you know, before everything happened in London.
Yeah. Well, when you hear, even with Je Suis Charlie and, you know, what happened in Manchester and London, where we live is just kind of like an eggshell and we're the yolk. You know, it's what's happening inside that shell, and it's about what's happening in the shell of London. here we were talking about love lost, but also it is geographical, and it's when you are in good company, you feel embraced, and when you're lonely, it's really lonely, especially a big city. So it's kind of an existential song about being a human being, really. It's quite epic, but mainly love. But London is a backdrop for so many people. So many people have it in there. Even if they haven't been here, they have an image of it. I remember living in Brazil, and we had a little English club for us to learn English, because my mum's English, my dad's Brazilian, and this English family used to have pictures of the Queen and double-decker buses, and so from in Trafalgar Square, you know, so for me those places are very exotic still, even though I'm here. So it's kind of playing with people's imaginary London and the reality of London, which is, in a way, life itself. When you're a kid, you're told fairy tales about princes saving maidens, and then that then becomes this thing which is really hard for princes. I think, well, I just had to rescue her and everything will be all right, and then it isn't, or the he was going to rescue me, and I, no, you have to kind of rescue yourself. So yeah, it's kind of big.
Anthony, I was going to ask, what was your involvement with the track?
We wrote it together and then put it in a box, literally, and then when it came to recording it, I recorded it and arranged it and all the parts, and we sang it. And
then you mixed it.
And then I mixed it. We had William Summers playing crumb horns on the choruses, and flutes and piccolos, who's an absolute
genius,
force of nature, and a genius. I also play in a band with a medieval and sort of Renaissance band with him called Princes in the Tower, and he's quite a woodwind god. But yeah, so I recorded it, and it's about wistful. It's kind of wistful, isn't it? Really,
yeah.
Wistful, like that kind of the kind of glow when you've split with someone. Maybe you get a kind of strange melancholy glow when if you sort of can wallow in it and get some inspiration from that moment. It's a, recycle the loss.
It's one time that music can be really useful, or pain can be useful to a musician.
Mm. What's this song, Nina?
It's called Julia by John Lennon. It's about his mum.
Did you have a sister?
And I've got a sister called Julia, who's very sweet.
Ah, Julia.
Canção de amor, Julia.
you know, let's talk a bit about your new album, Freedom of Movement, as well. It strikes me as how international it is, and in some ways it's part of the theme of the album, you know, multiculturalism, you know, freedom of movement, basically.
Exactly.
So tell us about your inspirations for this album.
It's, yeah, breaking down barriers and conversation, men and women as well, between men and women, that we can be friends. Let's strip away all the nonsense. And also, yeah, I've had a life where I've moved around a lot, and for me to be confined is makes me very claustrophobic. I like songs and albums that change a lot. So Sgt. Pepper's, for example, is one of my favourite albums, and it's one of those you never know what the next song is going to be. The guy who mastered the album said whenever I sent a song for him to master, he didn't know what was going to happen, and he's the one that said, it reminds me of Sgt. Pepper's. So I was really happy when he said that, because it's not Graham. Doing what anyone else is doing. Yeah, Graham Durham, amazing.
And I can see very strongly the Brazilian influence in the album, as well as, you know, as throughout your music, like in the first track of the album, Capoeira,
yeah.
2020. So do you still feel this Brazilian influence very strong in your music?
Very strongly. I'm trying to grab it back all the time. Like we were talking about coming here young, and you kind of appreciate somewhere more when you're not there, but it's filling in the gaps for me. So I think sometimes I'm just throwing out a line to my Brazilian friends and saying, this is what I think Brazil is, tell me more. And I want them to explain it through music and conversation. So a song like Silken Horse was recorded with my whole band in the attic. And so I'm saying, I see the silken horse coming, and then they fill in what does a horse sound like? What is that landscape that I'm imagining in my head? And then it becomes a reality. And then when I did the song The Silken Horse, more baianas kept coming. It was like the horse was summoning more people from the north of Brazil to come to my house and record. And they brought sun to the record, and they brought authenticity to my fantasy. And now for Underwater Dub with Prince Fatty, accompanied today by Anthony Elvin, winging it.
Yeah, you remember this tune that came out in 1997, and now it's like 20 years later, and we're doing it all over again.
Question I'm going to ask, one of the songs you performed here was Underwater Love, of course, from your former band, Smoke City. How did it feel to perform the song almost 20 years after? It still sounds quite fresh.
Yeah, well, we've got the dubs by Prince Fatty, so that's he's given it a new language in a way, and he's kind of made it really bouncy. But there's something about the notes of Luis Bonfa that was sampled right at the beginning that I am in the water. It's so I every time I enter in transi, you know, it's like... Yeah, I it's always fresh to me. It is so deep, so beautiful
and liquid. Esse amor com paixão. Ai. Ah. Esse amor com paixão. Ai, que coisa. After the rain comes sun, after the sun comes rain again. After the rain comes sun. Beijar na sua boca. Que coisa louca.
vem aqui pra cá, eu quero te beijar na sua boca.
Ai, que boca gostosa. Ai, que boca gostosa.
After the rain comes sun, after the sun comes rain again. After the rain comes sun, after the sun comes rain again.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Nina Miranda, and her new album, Freedom of Movement, is out now on 6 Degrees Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, mixed by Alex Funnel, and thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time next week for music by Israeli producer Noga Erez, but for now, thanks for tuning in.
Underwater love.